You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome back again. MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Brian McTaggart and B-Tags. Man, I mean, you know, I go like a week without talking to you. I don't even know if it's a week. And so much has happened, like four walk-off wins, a no-hitter. You know, Jed Lowry gets injured. That could happen anytime. How do you sum up the last week for this Astros organization?
Yeah, it's been a really amazing week. A homestand where they have four walk-off wins and a no-hitter, and then they lose a game in there where they were held to one hit and almost got no hit themselves. And then on Saturday they had Craig Biggio Hall of Fame Day, so they capped it with the walk-off win Sunday. Just a magical homestand, and it was the kind of week where you start to think maybe this team has some kind of magic going. Or I mean, winning games you're not supposed to win, and you just start to think that maybe this was just meant to be, that the Astros are going to make the playoffs. Now they have a lot of work left to be done, but certainly they're going to have to start playing better on the road. But they just an amazing week all the way around.
And all of it, of course, in recognition of your 28th birthday, I think, that last week, right?
Yeah, if they turn back the clock to 1982, maybe.
The pitching has been awesome, though. You've talked about it or tweeted about it certainly plenty, especially since, and I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but the Scott Kazmir trade, man, we're talking a stretch now of nearly 30 games with an ERA of well under 3. I mean, it's just kind of unheard of.
Yeah, the starting pitching was good, and they got Kazmir, and of course, having Kazmir in the rotation helps. But ever since they got Kazmir, you know, Scott Feldman has pitched very well, and McCullers has had the one bad start, but otherwise has pitched pretty well. So, the last month, and since they got Kazmir, the team ERA is, I think, a run better. So it's been pretty amazing. But if you look at the 19 games ending with the Monday game against the Yankees, their team ERA in those 19 games is 2.25, and they have a losing record. They're 9-10. That's because they're only hitting .201 in that span. And even though they had the exciting homestand and the four walk-off wins, I mean, they really had to scratch and claw for everything. And just offensively, they're just they're getting some big hits late in games, but nothing comes easy offensively. Every one of their games is tight. Seems like every game is a one-run game, and pitching's really just keeping them in the top of the division right now, because offensively they're really really having trouble.
Well, that's a stunning number. I guess I might not have guessed that the losing record, a 9-10 record in that stretch, and I think people are aware that the offense has that vulnerability, right? I mean, it has the ability to do great things, but it's vulnerable. I mean, it can get shut down on occasion. To me, that's concerning. I just feel like, especially when you start talking about the potential of a postseason, that can be kind of concerning. But the other piece of that is, and it's sometimes not as evident, is what's the toll on the bullpen? And so I'll just kind of throw that out there. Yes, those numbers are great, and sometimes not great with the .201 batting average. But can you characterize the workload that's been placed on the bullpen to this point? I guess I'm just kind of asking out of curiosity.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're pretty comfortable with the bullpen. They do have quite a few off days here in the next few weeks. They have one coming up later this week. So, and then rosters are expanded, as you know, on Monday, and they'll bring in a couple of relievers right off the bat. Most of the call-ups won't come until their minor league teams are done with the playoffs, because it looks like their top four clubs could make the playoffs in the minor league. So. But with as well as the starting pitching's going, there's really I think they're in pretty good shape with the bullpen, and they're going with six starters, so they are a man short where they would like to be in the bullpen right now, since they called up McCullers. He was their sixth starter, but with the off days and with rosters expanding at the beginning of the month, I don't think that they have any worries about the usage of the bullpen at this point.
Okay, so no worries there. And a guy like Fiers puts together his no-hit masterpiece during the weekend. And That was one where I was checking in on that one, Brian, and I don't know, it got to be maybe seventh inning or so, and I saw that pitch count was fairly elevated, I want to say around 110 or so. And I know there was activity out in the bullpen, and I thought, well, yeah, they're probably going to have to go to the pen. It's not likely, and I'll be honest with you, I feel really bad about it. I kind of left the game, and only to find out that he completed it. And so I'm curious, how far did they have to stretch him? What was his reaction afterwards?
Yeah, he was kind of a no-hitter that snuck up on you because you realize through five innings or so, he's throwing a no-hitter and the pitch count is, you know, 70s or 80s. And then after seven innings, he's sitting at 102 pitches. And at that point, I looked up his career-high pitch count, and it was 113. So you're like, well, he's going to be stretched out longer than he's ever been. And, yeah, the bullpen was stirring a little bit. But, you know, after he pitched the ninth, and I think he's at 120 pitches, and then – you know, why not throw him out there for the ninth inning and he closed it out with a strikeout and again they have a 6-man rotation and they have an off day after that, so Fires is going to get more than a week off before his next start. So it's not like they needed him to come back 5 days later with the depth they have pitching wise. But it was just one of those no hitters that sneaks up on you because you think he's not going to get it just because he's not going to finish it. And next thing you know, you're in the eighth, and he comes out to the ninth. You're like, oh, boy. And next thing you know, he's throwing his glove in the air and getting to shake hands with Nolan Ryan in the dugout. He's throwing more no-hitters than anybody. It was really a cool moment. And, you know, everyone talks about the trade they made with the Brewers. They call it it's been called the Carlos Gomez trade. Well, now it's called the Mike Fiers trade because Fiers has pitched really well, and Gomez has really struggled at the plate since he's come to Houston.
Yeah, well, and that just falls in line with the rest of the offensive doldrums. But I wonder how much of it could be attributed to George Springer not being in the lineup since the beginning of July. They haven't been the same team without him. Is it possible that one guy could have that big of an effect?
Well, it is when you're George Springer. I mean, when you're a guy that can do so many things and you have the ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark. You can run, get on base, and you can create havoc on the bases. Since he got injured, they're one game under 500. They're 22-23. And prior to that, with him in the lineup, they were 15 games over 500. So whether that's all Springer or some of this is coincidence, you know, certainly he has an impact on that lineup. And he's going to hit in the heart of the order. He'll hit 2-3-4 somewhere, and you know, he'll bat 4 or 5 times a game, and he's a tough out. The thing about Springer, we think he's been around now for a couple of years. He still has not even played a full season's worth of games. He's only played, I think, 152, 153 games in his career. But he took batting practice on the field Monday at Yankee Stadium. First time he's done that since he broke his wrist. And I think within a week we could see him out on minor league rehab, and then maybe early next week back in the lineup. So that'll be a big boost for the club as it hits September, getting him back.
Boy, yeah, that's the type of thing that could be huge for this team. And they need a little something. I get it. You know, look, they've had a wonderful season, and they're still in control of this division race. But there's a little something about these Rangers. They seem to be kind of chipping away steadily at that division lead and kind of have a little bit of momentum. How much scoreboard watching is there in that clubhouse?
Well, they say there's not a lot, but you really can't help this time of year. I know the fans are really watching it closely, and I got to think we're to the point now with mid-30s, 34, 35 games left or whatever it is, that you can't help but start to look at what the Rangers and Angels are doing all the time. And they're about to hit that head on because they have a big road trip coming up where they play the Angels and Rangers, and then the Angels and Rangers come to Houston. So very important stretch coming up. I mean, they're not going to have anybody to blame because they have a chance really to distance themselves from both of these teams because they still have 7 head-to-head meetings with the Rangers. And that's going to be a lot of fun. If you remember earlier in the year, the Rangers and Astros got involved in a little dust-up at Minute Maid, and the managers had their fingers in each other's faces. And, that was kind of added a little spice to a rivalry that's really not been there. I mean, they call it the Lone Star Series and the Silver Boot, but the Astros dominated it for a while, and then the Rangers destroyed the Astros for years, and now here they are in September. Both teams could be 1-2 in the same division for the first time and battling it out. Could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it's making for a wonderful, wonderful pennant race, a lot of fun, and I know it keeps you busy, Brian. We always appreciate it and look forward to chatting again next week.
Yes, let's do it. Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Brian McTaggart, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.